The investigation of prisoner abuse in Iraq have stirred memories in Northern Ireland. In the 1970s, British soldiers there used interrogation tactics that included beating, sleep deprivation, and hooding that were widely condemned. From London, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Jim Auld did not have a hood covering his head during the first 3 hours of beatings after his arrest in Belfast in 1971. He was hooded when he was taken on a helicopter ride and dangled out the door. The hood was still on when, after landing, soldiers made him run.
And I was ran deliberately right into a concrete post. And I had the hood on, I didn't know where it was going, and there was a soldier in it, or somebody on either side of me, and they just ran me into the wall, and I was just knocked out unconscious.
The sweep of arrests that picked up Auld marked the start of the four-year period known as the internment in Northern Ireland. Auld says the treatment of prisoners during that time made the conflict worse.
It turned a whole population militant, and young people, and certainly I was in jail with young people, and their whole reason for living was to kill soldiers and cops. And I have no doubt whatsoever in my mind that the population in Iraq is exactly the same.
Auld was not a member of any group fighting the British. The European Commission for Human Rights said Auld's case showed the British government was guilty of torture. A higher body, the European Court of Human Rights, said the interrogation techniques used by the British, such as white noise, denial of sleep, and hooding, were inhumane and degrading, but not torture. John Hughes Wilson is a former British intelligence officer who served in Northern Ireland. He says the techniques were used because Britain was prepared to fight the Soviet Red Army and their special forces.
The British fell into the trap of interrogating, very successfully, I have to say, these people, but using methods that were intended for the KGB and the Spetsnaz and the Cold War.
Hooding was outlawed in Britain after the abuses in Northern Ireland became known. A British Defense Ministry spokesman said hooding was allowed in Iraq while arresting and moving suspects. He said it's not approved for interrogations. Alice Hills, who teaches urban warfare to senior British military officers, says one of the most important lessons from Northern Ireland is the need to respect civilians.
It only took a clumsy British squaddie, an infantryman or whoever, to wreck the kitchen of a Belfast housewife in 1974, for her in turn to have made very sure that her sons grew up disliking, hating the UK.
One former British soldier who served 7 tours in Northern Ireland is now the senior defense analyst for Jane's Consultancy Group. Charles Heyman says although there are some parallels with Northern Ireland, Iraq is quite different.
In Northern Ireland, the terrorist insurgents didn't swim in the sea of the people. They swam in small pools of republicanism. And there were huge areas that were friendly to the security forces, where the security forces could feel safe and get quite a lot of intelligence from.
But what strikes him as the same is the reaction of the population. Many Catholics in Northern Ireland welcomed British troops at first, hoping for protection from abuses by the Protestant majority. It took about a year before the resistance grew and became well organized. Heyman says it took much longer for the army to learn to react in ways that would not generate headlines or help their opponents recruit new fighters. Emily Harris, NPR News, London.